December 15, 1921, reordering oneself in Jesus by fusing oneself in his will. Only the acts done in the divine will give themselves back to the origin in which the soul was created, and take life within the sphere of eternity. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus, on coming, told me, "My daughter, reorder yourself in me." And do you know how you can reorder yourself in me? By fusing all of yourself in my will. Even the breath, the heartbeat and the air you breathe must be nothing but fusion in my will. So does order enter between creator and creature, and she returns to the origin from which she came. All things are in order, have their place of honor and are perfect, when they do not move from the origin from which they came. Once they move from the origin, all is disorder, dishonor, imperfection. Only the acts done in my will give themselves back to the origin in which the soul was created, and take life within the sphere of eternity, bringing to their creator the divine homages and the glory of their own will. All other acts remain down below, waiting for the last hour of life, each to undergo its own judgment and the pain it deserves, because there is no act done outside of my will, even good, which can be called pure. The mere lacking aim at my will is to throw mud over the most beautiful works. And then, the mere moving from one's origin deserves a penalty. Creation was delivered on the wings of my volition, and on those same wings I would want it to return to me, but I wait in vain. This is why everything is disorder and confusion. Therefore, come into my will to give me, in the name of all, reparation for such great disorder.